answer of the man who would save himself. Which one of these showed mercy to him who was in need? He who showed mercy. In Jesus' name, here we be. Do you have your comfort zone when it comes to religion and spiritual life? You know, you set up the borders here and there, and home is home, and church is church, and never the true shall meet. My neighbor just gets on my nerves, and so there's a reason why I never speak with him. Sometimes, however, we are tempted to think that when we haven't committed any of the big sins, then everything is all right between us and God. We become comfortable with ourselves. We feel that we've done enough, and our spirituality is about where it should be. If that describes you, then today's gospel smacks you right in the face. For the parable that Jesus tells is meant precisely to get you out of your comfort zone, to remove you from your spiritual complacency. You know the story well. An expert in the Old Testament law comes to Jesus. He's pretty well satisfied with his standing before God. Like any good lawyer, he asks a question that he perceives he already knows the correct answer to. What must I do, he inquires, to inherit eternal life? But Jesus is on to the lawyer. And so he answers that question with another question. The lawyer gives a summary of the Ten Commandments. Love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, okay, do this and live. The lawyer, who was perhaps used to teaching the Old Testament law to others, for that being a big job, still didn't fully understand how to apply this law to himself. I know that's my problem occasionally, and I suspicion it might be your problem too. You might agree that the Ten Commandments are good enough in your mind at home, at least. You especially agree that people should love their neighbors as themselves. But the truth is, you're probably better at applying that law to your neighbor than you are to yourself. Expecting love and mercy from your neighbor is what you anticipate, but it is not always what you are willing to give. Perhaps you expect your family to put up with your bad moods, your short tempers, your pettiness and selfishness, or some might think that their boss should overlook half-hearted work, long lunch breaks, or borrowing supplies from the office, and get all defensive when they don't. Do you get upset when friends aren't bubbling over with joy that your children make an honor roll, or when someone jumps in the line ahead of you at the checkout counter when you're in a hurry? Are you good at demanding things from others that you yourself would not be willing to give? Perhaps there is nothing so frustrating as to see in the neighbor's behavior your own life. The law lawyer still couldn't see that he wasn't loving his neighbor as himself. He was still attempting to justify himself. Well, I've kept the commandments since I was a little boy. And he is willing to show that he really had kept God's law by asking the question, well, okay, who is my neighbor? But now the lawyer gets an answer he does not expect. Jesus speaks this parable, which takes him out of his safety and comfort zone. Jesus teaches that his neighbor is not just his family or friends, or others just like him. That's enough of a demand right there. But Jesus teaches to this lawyer that his neighbor is anyone who stands in need of his mercy and help, even a foreigner, even his Thank you. Christ on the cross. So then, who is your neighbor? That is to say, who is neighbor to you? The ultimate answer is Jesus, for he loves you as himself.